Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, the Ballymaloe Festival of Food will be running at Ballymaloe from next Friday, the 17th of May, to Sunday, the 19th of May this year, celebrating 60 great years of Ballymaloe House. The three-day event will have cooking demos, pop-up dinners, producer stalls and activities celebrating the journey of great food from the soil and sea to your plate. My next guest will also be in attendance to chat to Rachel Allen about his legendary career that is, of course, Marco Pierre White. Marco, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, you and Rachel are becoming quite the double act. Tell us more about her.
I met a lot of people in my life, but very few people impressed me like Rachel, and that's on many fronts.
Marco, can I bring you back to, I suppose, your route through life, basically via food, starting back in a council estate in Yorkshire, working with the famous Lagravache, the Roux brothers. But when did you maybe see that there was going to be a real opportunity for you in the food world?
I never wanted to be a chef. I never thought I would be a chef. But one day, my father told me I wasn't going to school in February 78. He told me I was going to Harrogate to look for work and to knock on the kitchen doors of the hotels there. And so I did, and I found work. And the truth is, it was just a job.
Yeah.
That's all. A job. But what I learned there was not much about food. I learned how to absorb pressure.
Wow.
So therefore, that was the beginning of everything for me. And that's how my journey as a chef began. And that's where my love affair with food professionally started.
For you to open Harvey's then, was that, you know, to go out on your own, to having worked under extreme pressure with Albert and Michael Roux at Lagravache, like that's first, can you remember going on your own that first time?
I never questioned anything in my life. I believe that there's no such thing as coincidence, and I believe that everything happens for a reason. And one day I just was given the opportunity to open a restaurant called Harvey's. The Yorkshire Bank in Fargate, Sheffield, loaned me £67,000 in 1987. And I suppose the rest is history, really.
Yeah. And what about, you know, you're known as the sort of godfather of modern cooking. Is that a title that sits well with you?
Well, the truth is, every jigsaw has many pieces. But if you think of all those individual pieces, that's what makes our industry special. But let's not forget, one of those pieces is Ballymaloe. What they have done for the world of food is enormous. It's like Declan Ryan at Arbutus Lodge in the 70s in Ireland, when he was one star in Michelin, I think the only Michelin-starred restaurant in Ireland at the time. What his contribution was enormous. He brought a little bit of back. He brought a little bit of foie gras, which he was a three-star in France in Rouen, just outside Lyon, back to Ireland, back to Britain, Britain Island. And all these people contributed. I was just a little link in a chain. But these people were there before me: Albert, Michel, Ballymaloe, Declan Ryan, and many others were there before me. I was just a boy. The Daily Mail found fascinating. I went out with pretty girls, titled girls, and I had long hair, and I could cook. And my PR man was a man called Alan Crompton Bass, who created restaurant PR, was my great friend. And then the great Irishman from Cork, Bob Cullis-Clark, took some iconic pictures of me. And I suppose the rest, really, now I've said that, is history. Had it not been for Bob Cullis-Clark from Cork, had it not been for Alan Crompton Bass, had it not been for all those people who believed in me, I'd be nobody.
You know, you were basically the youngest chef ever to get three stars at 33 years of age. And then you basically, did you burn out in terms of the actual physicality of it? Because, again, as somebody who's worked in kitchens, it's a tough, tough game.
But, you know, I've never felt tiredness, and I said that at the start of our conversation, but the reality is winning three stars is the most exciting journey on earth. retaining them is boring.
Right.
It's boring. Because it's like climbing Everest. When you climb Everest, you don't stay there, do you? You come back down.
Yeah.
And I won 3 stars in Michelin. I retained it for 5 years. My dream was to win 3 stars and 5 Red Knives and Forks. In the 1995 Guides to Michelin, I won 3 stars with 4 Black Knives and Forks. In 1998 Guide to Michelin, I won my 3 stars with 5 Red Knives and Forks, the only restaurant in Britain. And so therefore, the truth is, I'd realised my dream. And what I did was, when it was all over, I did what I do after my mother's death when I was a young boy. I turned to nature. For the next 5 years of my life, I relived my childhood. And I evolved. Because I was socially scared. I'd been brought up in a kitchen. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know the outside world. And so therefore, I just went back to the world that I knew as a child. It's where I felt safe. Because my mother had died at 6. Mother Nature, she became my surrogate mother. And so therefore, it was the one place on earth I felt comfortable after a kitchen.
Yeah.
So the two worlds that I feel comfortable in, and I feel that I can be myself, is in the kitchen and within nature. But since then, I have taught myself to navigate my way through the world of crowds, which I'm not a great fan of.
you've developed, I suppose, in more recent years, a special relationship with Ireland, Marco. Indeed, even, you know, your participation in Ballymaloe next weekend and all that. What do you like about Ireland?
I like the people. Everywhere I go in the world is beautiful. What makes me want to return is the people and then the food. And talking about food, that's why we're here today, having a conversation. If I think of the 20 years I've been coming to Ireland, I've watched the most beautiful revolution, and how the food has evolved in Ireland over those 20 years is amazing. But you just open up the guides and you see, I mean, people travel to Ireland now purely for food. And the people are very similar to the people from the world that I came from in the north of England, Yorkshire. They're very honest, they're very black and white. They say it as they see it, and I think that's really important in life. And so therefore, I feel comfortable at home. It's a very spiritual island, and as they say, the place I feel most comfortable, Ireland, Italy, the north of England.
Right.
That's where I feel safe and where I feel comfortable and where I feel I don't have to, I'm not judged. And I think that's important in life, is when you can just be yourself.
And maybe finally then, Marco, can I ask you about where we go with food from here? Do you see maybe a kind of a deformalization or less fussy kind of trend emerging now? Or what way do you see food culture going for the next 5 or 6 years?
Well, firstly, the only thing within our industry that never dates, and there's only one thing that never dates, and that's romance. It's the most beautiful thing, is romance. There's nothing more beautiful. We all love it. But the old world of gastronomy, the world that I came from, it was filled with romance. And the food was filled with emotion. And when you went into those 2-star restaurants, you could smell the food. Generosity was your presentation. Today we go into these 2- and 3-star Michelins, and it's a canopy party on plates. Tepid food. We leave hungry. And if they give you so many courses, you leave bored and hungry. And you know something? When you spend more time with the waiter, you spend more time waiting than eating, in my opinion, there is a problem.
Right.
For me, gastronomy is all about indulgence. I want to indulge in every step. I want to get lost emotionally with food and a delicious glass of wine. But today, when the waiter tells me how to eat my food and tells me how it was created, and I'm sitting there, and it's getting colder and colder. Sorry, I didn't come to have dinner with the waiter. I came to have dinner with whoever I'm sitting with. And when it's about their evening and not my evening, I have a problem with that. Some people may like it. I don't.
So simplicity is your friend.
Well, simplicity is our best friend.
Yeah.
Look, we're given a choice in life. We can paddle round in the shallow end of life, or we can swim in the deep end. And the truth is, I've always preferred the deep end of society, and maybe that's why it's got me to spend this trouble.
All right.
I like the deep end. It's real, and that's why I love Ireland. I love the north of England. That's why I love Italy. But France, it's real.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.